Ciao Bella, happy Friday to you, coming to you from Italy, from glorious Piedmont. Oh my goodness, Italy in the fall, white truffle season, it is just my favorite. And you know you're invited. There are still tickets left for you to come join me at the Divine Direction event in Italy in October. Link is in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/direction. where we are going to be diving in deep, deep, deep to universal law, spiritual principles, spiritual connection, and just getting so, so great at receiving and manifesting the feminine way. Some of which I'm going to be sharing with you in today's Pleasures in Piedmont podcast episode. I got to come up with a new title of manifesting the pleasurable way, and I'm not exactly sure what else I should call it. So let's see what comes from today's podcast.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
First of all, I want you to know I'm right there on the journey with you. It is as unbelievable to me as most people that this concept that we have been taught, work hard, take massive action, isn't the only way for success, or isn't even the way for success for most of us. It has been so ingrained in me. Plus, I'm a Capricorn, so I'm all about results, and I'm all about success, and I'm all about, you know, manifestations. And my entire life, I have been so willing to work so hard. I've been babysitting since the time I was 10. I waited tables all through high school and college and after college and got a master's degree. And just, you know, when I got into sales, learned that no means not yet and just dial for dollars and all the stuff with internet marketing that I didn't want to do. I was willing to do the work because I was taught, told, and believed that that's how you become successful. And the overly masculine action part, not that some masculine action isn't needed, but the overly masculine action aspect has become so boring to me. And it will always be boring to me to not manifest epic results. And I remember at the beginning of my career, I was like, I would watch all these women work all the time. And those were the ones who were super financially successful, I should say, not necessarily in other parts of their lives. And then I would watch all my feminine energy friends who were not financially successful at all, but they were successful in other parts of their lives. And I was just like, where are the women who are wealthy and successful? And so that's where I started this journey about, kind of came from a Gandhi Be the Change moment. This was back in 2004, where I was like, How can women be wealthy and successful? And my intrinsic question really was, how do you do it the feminine way? And I got to a place with it, I would say. I gave myself permission to go for a lot of my desires and to create this beautiful brand of divine living and to create the luxury brand of personal development that included a lot of travel and high vibe packages and programs. And so there was a lot of pleasure in the process, and I didn't overly work in the process until the times that I overworked were the times actually where I made the least and became very frustrated and very unfun. And I guess just at this point in my career, I'm really looking to up the game spiritually. Really looking to see, all right, law of attraction, all right, universal law, all right, Bible, like, are you really what you say you are? Because all the people that are really financially successful are like, hustle, grind, slay, work, 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 and then work some more. But nowhere can I find in the Bible or universal law or law of attraction where it says to manifest your desires, work really, 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 really hard, hustle, slay, work some more. And so I find myself in an existential moment where I'm just deeply, deeply, as much as my consciousness will allow, and every day seeking it even further, like, how can I be what I really desire? Because I desire big manifestations, and I do not desire to work all the time doing a bunch of stuff that I don't like. But my psychology will do this tug of war with me. Well, if you want more, then you need to put more effort in, you need to do more and invest more and all those things. So today I come to you with what I believe is a fairly comical story that the universe really is answering a question of mine, because it is asked and it is given. So to back up the bus, in case any of you listening are brand new right now, I am currently in Italy. I've had a dream of buying an Italian farm home since right before COVID. Borders have been shut down. I've waited 2 years, been searching intently online for the perfect Italian farmhouse, and I'm finally here in Italy living the dream. And the real estate process has been, I'm not going to recap. You can catch some of the previous episodes. I'm just going to go with minor nightmare to meh. Like, nothing has been, it hasn't been a dreamy process. We'll just say it that way. So all the work that I put in to find all these properties all across Piedmont, first of all, I had no idea how big Piedmont actually was. I had no idea how different all the little villages actually were. I had no idea that you have to go and contact each agency and then hope that somebody contacts you back within a week. And then one of the realtors said she wouldn't show me more than two or three properties and I needed to make a decision. And then others were like, well, only I can show you this property, but I can't do it for another 10 days. And others aren't even, they're like, I'm not even in the country. How long are you going to be there for? Was, you know, no response. Like, so frustrating. And so we're going around and we're looking at properties, and now I've got multiple agents I'm in contact with. Fine, I'm willing to do the work. I am willing to do the work. I'm willing to roll up the sleeves. I'm willing to scour the internet for the perfect dream house for me, because that's what we do, right? And we tend to think of this when it's just involved with like our business or sales and all this hard work, but like this, it goes for any dream of yours, including an Italian farmhouse. And just at one point, I was just like, nothing was budging. And like, I had appointments set up for, you know, way into the future, just watching my days in Italy click on by. And Glenn's like, you know what, let's go into this little village that we were in 2 years ago, where we had this great experience. This lovely woman was so knowledgeable about wines, and there was like this wine tasting you can do and have lunch, and it's cobblestone streets. And it was like, yes, let's just take a break from the house hunting thing. So we're driving through the rolling hills to go find this little wine place that we couldn't remember the name of and couldn't remember the name of the woman. And then we get there and we find the wine place and we find the woman, and it was like a homecoming. It was like just such a joy. She's just such a bright light. And so Glenn, you know, we're in the world of Barolo over here, so it's red wine world. I'm a little more of a white wine drinker. So Glenn was like looking through and talking to the owner of the place, and she and I just got to talking, and she's like, so how long are you here and what are you doing? And told her I was looking for a farmhouse. She's like, oh, do you have someone you're working with? And I was like, well, I'm learning in Italy, that's a little bit relative. I'm like, why, you got someone? She's like, yeah, actually. She's like, where are you staying? And I told her like the little village that we're staying in. She's like, oh yeah, this woman just moved 10 minutes from there. And so she gives me her card with the WhatsApp number on it. And I was like, okay. She's like, she's Iranian. She used to live in London, AKA speaks English. Give her a call. So I go and I call her, and it's like instant BFFs. And she's like, yes, let's meet for a drink in the piazza. So we go and we meet, and she's like, you should see my, she's like, oh, you want a farmhouse? You should come see what I'm doing. And I was like, okay, like Glenn just drops me off in the piazza. I just meet this woman. Like, I'm going off into the hills. I'm like, what is happening? She brings me, Now, mind you, for 2 years, I don't have small expectations about my farmhouse people, please. I have been picking out what I thought was the greatest, dreamiest location, farmhouse dynamic, pricing, all of it. She brings me to her hilltop farmhouse that she's renovating with 365 degree views in like the perfect location that's close to all the best restaurants and wineries and people. And then so we're sitting there like looking at this just epic. She's putting in this like infinity pool and the old stone and like the outdoor barbecue. It is the dream. Like nothing I've seen or have been working so hard to see or begging to see from all these other agents. And I was like, wow. And she's like, I hadn't really considered renovating. I just thought it would be a nightmare. And I was like, isn't it such a big job? She goes, yeah, but it's fun. You know? And I was like, huh. So I didn't even know about the area she was in, which is only 10 minutes even from where I'm staying. I hadn't even considered doing my own renovations. She's like, show me literally something that the area is 10 times more spectacular than anything I've seen. And then she's like, yeah, these properties don't really make it to the market. You got to know someone. So she's like, why don't I introduce you to my architect who might know of something? And I was like, okay, great. And she's like, and by the way, and then she starts talking about all of her friends here. She talks about like a friend of hers that's a yoga teacher, and then a friend of hers that is a winemaker who just got 100 points on a Barolo wine that she's made, and like all these other really cool women who they're like so smart and vibrant and well-traveled. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like instant community, P.S. And then she introduces me to her architect yesterday. Like, she sent me the WhatsApp on him. I WhatsApp him at 9 a.m. this morning. People in Italy, people don't do things at 9 a.m. Like, you're lucky if you hear from someone by noon. He gets right back to me and he's like, yes, I have some properties I can show you. They're not on the market. What's your schedule like? And so I'm like, this is Thursday. I'm like, he's like, I'll make myself available. I'm like, he gets back to me in 10 minutes. He says, I have two properties arranged for you. Monday morning, 10 a.m., meet me at this piazza in the area that I want. And he knows the kind of thing that I want because of my new friend. And so I was like, oh, okay, universe. So I can work for 2 years and spend, I don't even know how many hours. That was actually pretty joyful for me, looking up different farmhouses. And then I can spend more time begging realtors that I don't know to show me around. Or, and here was the really interesting thing. I had an intuition before I came here. And I was like, I feel like I just need to go and get there and meet someone on the ground who's going to know someone whose cousin is going to be selling something or this or that, and it's going to happen like that. That was my feminine instinct. You know what I did? It was a whisper. You know when those intuitive hits, they just come in so slightly? My masculine conditioning of my mind was like, Gina, that's ridiculous. You're not going to have waited all this time to go to Italy and waste time on the hope or whim that you might run into someone and meet someone there. Like, take proactive action and make this happen. So I go into all the masculine effort when actually, instinctually, I was guided that into just go to Italy and see who you meet. I wasn't thinking that I was going to find my real estate path through Francesca, the woman at the wine store that I met 2 years ago, like who then says, meet my other friend who lives 10 minutes from you, who says, call my architect, who says, I have two properties to show you Monday. I gotta tell you something, Queen. This kind of flow, divine direction, guidance, spiritual manifestation that's even bigger, better, and more fabulous than what I could think up or find is what I am committed to receiving more of in every area of my life. because you get what you focus on. And I am seeking divine direction. That's why I'm doing these events. I am seeking spiritual truth, universal law. My ways are higher than your ways, and being so connected in the flow with God, not making hustle, grind, overworking God. There's enough work that comes. I'm not saying that spiritual direction doesn't require some form of effort. It just comes from a completely different consciousness. And what I'm learning, it's a way different kind of effort. It's way more pleasurable. It's like, rather than pounding the pavement, it's take a break, go wine tasting, talk to someone pleasurable who's going to introduce you to someone who's going to introduce you to someone, and then boom, those two appointments, 10 a.m. Monday. So, oh, and P.S., if you've been following me at all, you know that I have been spreading the word far and wide because I'm so excited to, like, I just loved the Divine Direction event in New York. Like, the women there were amazing. The transformation was amazing. The experience, like, this is my gift and contribution. And then people receiving it and doing what they're meant to do with it in their lives, it's just, it's such a double blessing. It's so rewarding. So I have been podcasting, emailing, texting, and Instagramming, all the things, right? Because that's what you do when you're putting your offer out into the world. Yesterday, because my friend Zara asked me to come over to her house. I brought Glenn and showed him all around, and we had a lovely time and a glass of wine on her hilltop. And then she said, oh, you should go to this place for lunch. So we went to lunch at 1 o'clock. I'm not unfamiliar with Italian pacing. I just didn't know that lunch would end at 4:45. And so because I got to her place a little earlier than anticipated, then lunch was at 1 that lasted till 4:45. And it was like white truffles and multiple courses and a cheese tray that came out on like a cart with multiple layers and shelves. It was sitting outside in this courtyard. I mean, it was just exquisite. And I got back, and that's normally when I'll record my podcast, write my emails or texts or whatever. And I was just like, said to my team, I'm like, you know what? It's not going to happen today. I'll get back to it tomorrow. I'm going to take a break. Just gave to God. I was like, whoever needs to get the message, let them find it from something that's already out there. And then just had like a quiet early evening with Glenn. When do you think the largest number of tickets for Divine Direction was sold? Yesterday, when I didn't send out a text, email, or do a podcast, or promote it on social media, P.S. And so my point here is, I really believe God is speaking to all of us women, that we are meant to be a light in the world. And the light that this world needs is not more women suffering in silence, being depressed, saying no when we want to say yes, lacking in any way, or overworking. We are meant to live from such a place of joy and passion. And yes, in our feminine power connected to the spiritual infinite is how we can beautifully manifest even bigger desires than what's already in our heart. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you that your ways are so much higher than our ways. Thank you that the battle is already fought and won. Thank you that our destiny already exists. Thank you that the solution also exists. Thank you for the desires that you have placed inside each and every one of our hearts. And in this moment, we choose not to look at earthly circumstances. We choose instead to let our ways be your ways. so that our ways are higher also. That we are not discouraged with defeat or distraction or despair or lack or limitation of any form. Because we know that there is no lack in the spiritual realms. So we hold the vision of our complete full desires fully manifested. We feel what it's like when it's already done, that desire manifested. We feel the glory, we feel the abundance, we feel the contribution, we feel the passion, the pleasure, the fun, the play, the healing, the prosperity. And we believe it. We believe that no matter what the external looks like, that you are bringing to us from a place of higher consciousness, from a place of it's already done, from a place of being the women who are a vibrational match to each and every one of our desires. Get us out of the little, get us out of the lack, get us out of the fear. And get us into your glory. As we see it and we believe it and we know it to be guaranteed truth. We pray all this believing. Amen! Queen! Amen, amen, amen! All right, my darlings. So, I hope that this has been such a blessing to you. I want to see you manifest from a place of whatever is fun for you, whatever it looks like to take a break or to focus on something that is just pleasing and pleasurable and still see the manifestation come to you in even better ways than you have originally even thought was possible. And if you'd like to get deeply trained in this way of being, do take advantage of one of the three opportunities left for the Divine Direction event. Come join me in Italy. It is such La Dolce Vita energy here in October. Or meet me in the Midwest in Chicago if you feel like some city vibes in November. Or there's Miami in December. Tickets are going. The early bird pricing does expire October 15th. So get your ticket today. Get your hotel reservation reserved. People I know are looking for roommates. If you want to look for roommates or if you want your own room, that's obviously available. And people are meeting up to do dinners and meet the other women who are coming. It's really such an incredible group of high vibe women. Like I said, I've said before, so many women from the New York event are signing up to come to multiple locations because when you are in this room with me, the other women in these glorious, glorious locations, you'll see your life will be transformed and up-leveled in ways you couldn't even dream of. So come join us, get your ticket today, divineliving.com/direction, or the link is in the show notes. All right, my beautiful. I hope that you have loved this episode and it has been a blessing in your life. And if you could use a little extra love and support in sisterhood, I want to invite you to join me in my global community in the Audacity to Be Queen free companion course. This is completely free. And when you go to divineliving.com/audacity, you're going to get meditations, you're going to get videos, you're going to get workbooks, you're going to get Q&A call replays with me. It's just a whole bunch of positive programming completely for free. I want to make sure that you have this love in your life. So go get it now at divineliving.com/audacity.